It's funny how things turn out. If it wasn't for a government decision back in 1879, this nature reserve would probably be full of houses instead of trees. How did this happen? The land you see today was once part of Barolan Station, a huge grazing lease which went along the coast from Burnett Heads all the way to Elliot Heads and 5 kilometres inland. Back then there were only about 200 people living in Bundaberg, and some people thought that having big properties like these, owned by just a few people, was holding up development. So a campaign was started to create smaller freehold properties for more intensive agriculture, like sugarcane. As part of this process, the government decided to take back part of Barolan Station, and in 1879 a block of land was set aside. It became known as the 1,200-acre Pasturage Reserve, and was controlled by the local authority. Since then, the land has been available to the public for grazing of stock. For 130 years, local farmers, butchers and residents have put cattle on this reserve. Even though it's now a nature reserve, a small number of cattle are still here, helping to manage the grass. So you see, because no one ever really owned this land and it couldn't be sold, most of it was never cleared. That's why there's still some bushland here for us to enjoy today.